Wow, those were a lot of amazing words. I don't know. I don't know about those words, but I definitely would need all that last stuff that you mentioned in terms of the help and the support and the blessings that I would need for that grace. I'd like to start by just apologizing for coming a little bit late. I couldn't decide if I should wear the black robe or the black robe, so. Took me a little while, but sorry, I'll try to be quicker in the future. It's really, as Abunabursin mentioned, it's great that this is happening in these times. These times are so joyful. The Holy 50 are amazing for many reasons. Yes, food being one of them, but just as you could just look around, any stranger coming into this church would all of a sudden feel joy popping up. Just all the white and the curtain and everything. So having this occasion in this time is just an extra bonus, extra blessing. There's really maybe just a couple of things I'd like to mention. First and foremost, we have an amazing God. We have truly, there's no other God, as we say, you know, there's no other God but Him. We have and serve and worship and are a truly an amazing God and Father who, when we see sometimes, when we see how He puts things in order and like a true jigsaw puzzle, it's amazing. It's amazing. And He's allowed me to see some of those pieces going back maybe as far as 20, 25 years. And say, oh, so that's why that some of those things happened. Firstly, really, the service of Saint Mary. I would consider three very key people that I feel that I've developed spiritually and fully from. First and foremost, of course, is my confessional father, Abuna Shenouda. Not only as spiritual guide in terms of spirituality and my own personal spiritual life, but as an example in terms of a father, as an example in terms of a deacon. He's also leading us in terms of the deacons and hymns and songs, and also for many years teaching us not monthly but weekly. Even in the service meetings, and truly enlightening Bible studies. So, in terms of spiritually, I felt I grew a lot under his care. So, thank you, Abuna, for that. Definitely, in another sense, in another dimension, you know, we can see him when we see him. We can mention it to him, but Dr. Megdi Kyriakos as well, as he was also an integral part of my formation as again spiritually and as a person in terms of his structure, how he took me just not from just a as a as a young servant and put me in charge of quite a few things. Working with him, I learned a lot, and as he learned a lot probably from his own managerial experience, bringing into that kind of structure, but in a spiritual way in the church. So kind of like business and spiritual at the same time, really under his care and his guidance. There's been a lot of things that helped me now understand in terms of the whole Sunday school aspect and managerial aspects of the church. The third is Dr. Bulas, for sure. I don't know if I've ever come here without seeing his round head. I'm not sure what happened. I'm not sure. I think he came here and then they built the pillars around this place. He was here before. I've never come to, you know, come here without seeing him. Really, his consistency, I don't know what to say. When you see some amazing things, that's one thing. When you see amazing things or little things on a weekly and yearly and whatever decadely bases, it's amazing. So it's been a great example for me. And I remember clearly at just one time, it was in that corner, and he had just retired. It was a few years ago. Well, I don't know. Maybe I don't remember that clearly. But it was 3, 4, 5 years ago that he retired. And I remember what he told me that day. I came to him. I took off my Tonya, and I congratulated him. Said, I heard good news, and you're retired, and great stuff. And he said, yes, now I can begin serving the Lord. I'm like, all that stuff. Like, I was already admiring everything that he did. He's like, now you're going to start? So, I've definitely been blessed by those three characters, those three individuals that for almost 20 years in this church that I've had that opportunity, and they put me in opportunities to grow. And that's the key thing. There's one thing to learn from the outside, but to our church is a church of discipleship, from St. Mark, right? From Christ to St. Mark to Ananias, on and on, all the way up to the popes, and that's our church. Our church is discipleship. So for them to disciple me and to bring me in a position to do what I love, which again, it was kind of like a win-win, is to hang out with the youth. They call it serve the youth. I don't know. I never felt it was a service. I never felt that, like, on any given Friday or whatever, that I had to, like, bear, you know, whatever. It was always such a joy. And I felt like, I don't know, for whatever reason, maybe it also made me always feel young as well. So hanging around with them, and I felt I was keeping up physically, sleep-wise, but definitely not appetite-wise. These guys can eat, and I cannot eat at the same pace as they can. I don't know how they do it. But it was such a joy to really have that opportunity. And I mean, really through the years and through the different people that I've met, it was such a joy to see them grow and to see them blossom into full-out deacons and full-out servants as they are now. So that's the great thing. And I'm not saying I'm not because of me, but it's just the natural trend of taking and drinking from the church and from the other servants to see them where they're at is such a joy. Really, without St. Mary and without the experience and the learnings I got, I don't believe that my next stage of my life, which is St. Mark and St. Monica, I would not have been as effective. So I felt that without St. Mary, I don't think, or at least for me, in terms of being at least useful for St. Mark and St. Monica. And without the St. Mark, St. Monica, there would be no St. Paul's in Chicago. So it really comes down to the root of, you know, how one led to another. Seeing all those pieces and how those were formed was really great. Taking it, again, like I said, it was like a whole bunch of jigsaw pieces. And maybe, for whatever reason, like, maybe it was too comfortable, and God wanted to show me a complete different service. And I felt like very, very thankful to have those 2 years at St. Mark and St. Monica to show me a different thing. And I'd like to, you know, really, really thank the support of Abuna Barsoom, who, you know, unfortunately, people don't know how much he's labored over us. And even getting used to our style, was I'm sure difficult. We would be having meetings, and he would get a cell phone call and come back in an hour, and he'd come back and say, "Lissa ya jamaa, bikallimu ala nafs al haga," you know, like, what are you doing? 1 hour, okay, decide, make a decision. So his patience and everything with us was amazing, and his love and his support. So thank you, Abuna, also for that. One thing that you typically see, and in this case there was no exception, is when somebody's not there, it's incredible the love and the support that people would step up. And I'd like to thank really, really all our friends, you know, for helping. What I feel like, I felt like, I don't know, I felt like, you know, I got a trip to Egypt, met the Pope, got to hang in a beautiful monastery that's on the lake, and like, I don't know, I just felt like it was living the good life. So I think the true hero is my wife Naveen. Like, she is like muscle, like pure muscle. What she's bore, first of all, to even accept. Unfortunately, you know, whatever, a lot of the focus comes to the priest and to myself, but, you know, behind every good man is a great woman. And in this case, just for her to accept, a huge, huge change, obviously, of our lives, almost, I would say, with ease, is a miracle. Is a really a miracle. And what she was able to do in the whole time, without not again, not that I'm anything, but without an extra body, it automatically puts the odds at 2-1 at our house, which is never good. So for her to handle, you know, two very busy, enthusiastic boys, that's the politically correct way to say it, I guess, and to really handle all the house stuff and the moving stuff and the bills and everything that is to take on, all that stuff, is I've become, or she has become my new hero. So what she's done is incredible. Also the kids, of course, they're not 2-year-old or 3-year-old. So the acceptance of priesthood not only has to have the acceptance of the wife, but especially of mature kids, for them to give up their friends and their comfort and their school and everything is truly, truly amazing. So it's incredible. So the love that I was talking about for them, is you know, and I could see this kind of just only hearing about it in the monastery, but the hands that help to prepare everything for with Naveen is been incredible. There's been so many people, and so many people here, so many people not here. So it's I don't like to mention the names as don't want to risk anybody not being named, but you know who you are who've helped. I get the phone calls of, I'm overwhelmed, but they came and they helped me paint and they helped me do this and they helped me move and they helped me, you know, all that stuff, and go back and forth from Lowe's, I don't know how many times, and Home Depot's, and it's great to be on the outside and see God's love, really, like I said at the beginning, we serve and we have an amazing God. So when you see that love, there's nothing else like it. It's nothing else like it. So it's been great on the outside, and I thank Him for the grace. It's been an amazing grace. It's amazing grace. And yes, I'm reminded, or yes, I know the responsibilities, and I like the way the I don't know about all churches, but the Coptic Church really gives you a list of commands that are about 10 minutes long after you're already dressed. It's like, okay, well, you couldn't tell me this before I put this on. So it's already after the fact. The responsibilities are enormous, but right now, maybe it's the Holy 50 and it's still honeymoon. The grace has been amazing. The grace of that, of this sacrament, the grace of what He's allowing me to see and already so far has been amazing. So I thank God, and I really thank this opportunity, and Ambuna Shanuna, Ambuna Barsoom, and the board of St. Mary really for inviting me tonight and having this reception. Really not necessary. It's very, very, it's a great token. It's nice to see all these faces always. And I will always have basically everybody, as many, I think all of you know, I was raised for the first 25 years in Montreal, and as much as I've almost been in Ottawa almost that length, and Montreal never left my heart. And I believe going to Chicago, Ottawa will never leave my heart, just as Montreal never left my heart when I moved here. You know, there's lots of space, hopefully, in there, and these faces and these times and the events and all the things that happened here were amazing. So I thank God and I thank you for all for coming tonight.